We're here at the CITC Conservation Action Tour in the Everglades Agricultural Area. With me is Nick with the National Corn Growers Association. Nick, introduce yourself for me, please, and tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm Nick Gazer. I'm the Manager of Soil Health and Sustainability for the National Corn Growers Association, where I serve to direct the Soil Health Partnership.
Well, we're seeing something a lot different than where we grow corn out in this country. I just wanted to get your reaction, especially with the sugarcane, when we saw the harvesting and planting here. Compare that for our folks back in the Midwest to corn planting and harvesting.
Oh, it's incredible. It's different. But the level of mechanization is still very similar. The level of farm management, the precision involved is absolutely amazing. And then as we're talking about the conservation tour, the Conservation in Action tour, a lot of the management issues are similar. They transcend a lot of different areas, the water management, the nutrient management, all the intricate parts of on-farm management. They're very similar, even though it's such a different system.
And the best management practices that they've used and the way they've been able to lower the phosphorus runoff in the Everglades is pretty amazing.
Absolutely amazing. From on the tour today, we learned it's about a 55% reduction in phosphorus, which is huge. Well, actually, over the long term, much, much, much greater than that. But they mentioned a number of 25% set in regulation, and they're reaching double that, more than double that, which is absolutely amazing what they're putting together here.
Well, and what are you going to do with what you've learned here? You're a board member on CTIC. What are you going to be able to do with this to go back and tell the corn growers about what can you use with the information you've got?
We could take it back and let it. This can be a case study of some opportunities that we may be able to learn from as we move to different areas of the country. You look at some of the things that have worked here, maybe some of the things that haven't, and use this as a specific case study similar to the Chesapeake Bay watershed as we're moving around the country.
What do you think about the way the farmers have worked in cooperation with the state agencies in order to achieve the goals that they've achieved here?
I think the collaboration between the state agencies, the scientists, and the farmers is excellent. And I think we do see that in the Midwest as well. And I think that's one of the things that's paramount as we move forward. We have to continue that collaboration and foster that and facilitate that, because the growers, they're very innovative. They're good stewards of the land. So how do we utilize that knowledge of the farming production systems to meet the goals and work with the state agencies, the scientists, and all the other organizations as well.
All right. Thanks a lot, Nick. Here at the CTIC Conservation and Action Tour, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.